Cocktailcast, episode 242, Elf.
And guys, this week we talked more Fallout 4, we talked Life is Strange, and we talked Star Wars Battlefront. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to yet another episode of the Tiltcast, and this is the week before Christmas episode. To my left I have...
Holly!
To my right...
Jason.
And... I have a dog
Zoe.
In here. And that's it this week. The dog won't speak.
She might, if one of us moves.
Yeah, she does tend to like having you in one place.
Yeah.
But she has been really nice to you guys tonight.
She has been.
She only kind of barked at me whenever I mentioned that she hadn't barked. She just turned around and went,
bah. Well, you know, I think a lot of it's just because you're dog-sitting since her master's out of town.
True. Yeah, Babs is out, so I am watching the dog. And dog seems pretty all right, actually.
Yeah.
I don't really mind dogs occasionally. Sometimes kids, but they got to be older than 10.
Yeah.
If they're older than 10, you know.
No infants.
But if I have to, like, change a diaper or I have to worry about your nap time or anything like that, no bueno.
That stuff usually stops around 8, sir.
Does it? Like, I don't have much experience with kids below 10.
Yeah.
Like, when they're over 10, I feel like I can play most of the games that I want to play without it being too crazy.
Until they're about 10 or 11, the awesome danger of them falling asleep while you're watching TV or movie is still there.
Oh, yeah. You got a cousin or a nephew or something?
My wife has tons of cousins and nephews.
That are all, like...
All range from infants up to 12, 13.
Because I know that you've been gaming sometimes. You're like, oh, yeah, I have so-and-so over here, and he's, like, young.
Yeah.
But, like, they're also a certain age. Like, once they hit, like, teenage, and they can, like, curse around them, so that's all right, too. Well, to a point.
Oh. Most of
I feel like you shouldn't cuss around them whenever they're... Not teenagers, but whenever they actually realize that you're saying something bad. Because if they're kids, they fuck up and they say it. Like, that's fine.
Well, yeah. Well, like, if they're, like, not speaking, it's fine. And then if they're, like... At a certain age where, and it depends on the parenting, too.
Where they just copy everything you say?
Yeah, like, if they're, like, 4 or 3 and they're copying everything you say, fucker, or, like, cunt rocker, or something like that, you know?
Cunt rocker?
Yeah.
I think that's a little advanced for a kid.
Well, I mean, if your first word is cunt rocker, somebody's going to get pissed. Wouldn't be me. I'd be kind of proud. my mom would be pissed at me if I had a child and his first word was cunt rocker.
That's true. Now, I can honestly say that one of her cousins that's over the most often, even though he's 10 or 11.
Does everybody watch your mouth?
He knows better. Oh, no. Shoot. His parents cuss in front of him. He knows better than to repeat it, especially in front of us. So if I slip up while I'm playing a video game, not a big deal.
Well, I feel like it's one of those respect things. Like, I will actually respect a kid if they, you know, if their parents say, I don't want you cussing around my kids. I get that. I mean, I was raised, believe it or not, like, super religious. Like, not super religious now, but I get it. And there's also a respect factor, even if you're not, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, if a kid... Like, there's got to be, like, rules, so that's just one of the rules, you know?
Yeah, like, whenever you go out in public, if you're, you know, at a family restaurant, or you're at Walmart, or Best Buy, or some shit like that, like, you're not going to run around and just...
Plus,
cuss extremely loud when there are kids around. I mean, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't, but sometimes I do.
Plus,
but not that often.
If you're quiet about it, if we're telling a story to each other,
exactly. As long as you're not shouting it.
Yeah, you're aware of your surroundings and you know what you can and can't do.
Does that bring up a bigger question though about like cussing in public and why people are so?
I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, as long as you do know your surroundings.
But why should you have to know your surroundings? That's the bigger question.
Oh.
We make such a big deal out of it here.
Yeah.
We make a big deal out of a lot of things around here. I think out of
the three things that are mostly censored, cursing, sex, and violence, like you'd think violence would be the big thing. I mean, obviously violence in a public place is not okay. Like, in my opinion, unless it's a douchebag and a douchebag needs to be hit. Like, I get that. That needs to happen. But, you know... Like, I get the violent censoring to a degree. even if it's fantasy, you know, like a certain age of kid probably doesn't need to see a disemboweling.
Probably not.
I don't know.
I don't,
maybe not. I don't know.
When I get, like, sex being weird for a kid. Like, that's not necessarily, like, my 10-year-old. I don't want them necessarily watching pornos all the time either, you know? Like, I have, like, certain normal, to me, are normal boundaries, but, like, at a certain age, like, the only destructive thing I see about porn for a kid is, like, unrealistic expectations of what sex is.
Yeah.
Because their first time, they're going to last about 4 seconds, and then they're done if it's a dude. And then a girl who's never had sex, I mean, it's really not that much different, honestly.
No, because you think it's going to be awesome, and then it happens, and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, that wasn't magical at all.
I thought this was supposed to be nice. This wasn't nice.
Well, you girls have a little bit different experience with it than us boys. Like, our foreskin gets cut way before we know what's going on. If we're circumcised, and if we're not, then it's a part of life, and we got a turtle.
Turtle. No, I think, you know, for the most part, for me, it's just being...
Like, the cursing
you and I both. Like, you and I both were raised, and I'm sure Holly was too, raised to respect other people's rules, other people's...
Yeah, like, we put on our cast, it's explicit, so if you listen to it and get offended, well, guess what, motherfucker, we cuss.
Yeah.
And that's your prerogative.
Well, mostly because we have lived, well, for most of us, have lived censored lives at our places of work, so we kind of let loose here. But for most people, it's just, I think it's only...
Not very censored at work.
Not at all. It's best if I'm not.
Yeah, I start
probably make
saying,
better
yeah.
money when you're not censored, huh?
Yeah.
You curse a lot at work?
Not whenever I'm talking to customers.
You don't curse at all?
No, I do sometimes, but like I try to figure out what type of person they are first. Because if they want someone that's a little bit more ladylike, no, I'm not going to start cussing right off the bat. But if they start cussing and it's just a little more personable, then I can.
Yeah. Know your audience.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think for the most part, it's just respecting other people's boundaries. You know, that's the way most of this country was raised. Every once in a while, you'll run into a dickhead who wasn't. And he makes everybody around him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
All the time, whether they know him or not.
You just look at him and you're like, what the fuck is this asshole doing?
Yeah. You know, whenever I see a mom in Walmart cussing at her kids because they won't leave her alone about going to toy aisle or whatever, I more so want to get pissed at the parent than I do at the kid.
Yeah.
But I guess my censorship question actually kind of brings it into, like, movies and games and things like that, like how ass-backwards it is here versus a lot of other places.
Well, you have to remember, for example, in most of Europe, there's no selective censoring. So, you know, a 6-year-old kid over there can turn on the TV and see naked tits.
Yeah, but they can do that here too.
Exactly, but there's more.
Or just movies in general.
But what people concentrate more on here isn't necessarily the fact that a person never should watch it, per se. Now, there are some extremes that scream really loud that say that. But what I'm saying, the general public, it's more about being able to control what your kids see, and, you know, if you're wanting to see it, you're in a choice.
Well, it's a media thing to me, and it just seems really interesting how much we censor ourselves, and I just think that here, again, I don't have a problem with gratuitous violence in a fantasy setting or really even a movie setting, depending on what it is. I mean, I think in a game setting, when it comes to points and, you know, even on, I think we always revisit this topic about once every 6 months. But it's a big deal to me, I think, because as gamers, I think we get stereotyped as always liking a shooter or never really getting into a story. And then it ends up being that the games that I like best actually are story-based. But there's a certain sense of satisfaction that wouldn't happen in normal, in real life with me, with Fallout, for instance, where when I shoot something, they explode into everything and eyeballs shoot out.
And the slow motion just like...
Right, and there's a certain weird sense of satisfaction with that, but I know from riding in an ambulance, like, there isn't that sense of satisfaction I watched that guy jump off the bridge and splat his face.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, you know, experiencing, like, real life gratuitous gore makes me sick to my stomach. Like, if something's too realistic, I'll give you a really good example. You've seen American History X, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the scene where he gives the guy the smiley?
Oh, yeah.
The curb stomp?
The fucking curb stomp.
Cannot stomach that. It makes me queasier than a lot of things, because teeth, number one, like, broken teeth, just, there's something so painful about that, I think.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, there's just something so intense about it, so much more gnarly than somebody getting beheaded or something.
See, I don't like, stuff like that I don't like, because I look at it as, people actually do that shit.
Right.
And that is what gets me, like, it doesn't gross me out, like, I don't have a problem watching it, but I have a problem thinking that that's what some people actually do, and some people think that that's fucking okay. That gets
now,
to me.
See,
I'm just like, oh, fuck.
That's where my point's always been, is that, yes, the media inflates a lot of it, especially when it comes to gamers, you know, wanting to blame Call of Duty for a school shooting or something.
Yeah.
But that all rests on the parents. Come down to it, most of the time it's how the person was raised, whether they're still a kid or they're an adult, for the most part. It comes back to how you were raised. Now, there are some people that are
not
genuinely psychotic.
Yeah, I was going to say. Like,
but,
it's just...
But, I mean...
Like the Columbine kids were fucking psychotic, and they blamed it all on KMFDM and fucking Doom.
Yeah, there was no... There was no parenting issue with some of these kids.
Yeah.
They were just... Some people are just born not right in the head.
Yep. And then some people just find the wrong way to reach out.
Yeah.
Reach out, touch people with bullets.
Yep.
But, you know, when something like that happens, it's something our country does more than any other country, and that is look for the equal bad guy you can blame instead of blaming the ones responsible.
Yeah.
Well, I guess kind of back to my point of censorship, though, like my big thing with the whole censorship thing is I just... Like, this is an outlet for uncensored content, and we make some dirty jokes. Sometimes they're offensive to some people, but again, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. I really don't care. People will listen to this or they won't. It's really my semi-amateur professional hobby that I've been doing forever that I really like doing.
Yeah.
And if one person listens to it or 60,000 people listen to it, it doesn't matter to me. But just the whole, I guess I am getting way off topic on this train. it's just really ass backwards. Like, I don't have a problem with tits. I mean, I love tits. Don't get me wrong. I really love tits. But, like, the hypocrisy that something, if somebody bears breasts versus, like, getting shot in a movie, like, why if I bear a boob? Well, if I bear a boob, I need to eat less. But if if there are boobs on TV... You know, that's going to be rated R versus, like, somebody getting shot.
Yeah.
Like, I think the getting shot thing, even if there's no blood, represents a higher rating to me when you're talking about violent death versus titties.
Well,
titties. Which also, are posted everywhere anyway. Anywhere on social media, on billboards,
also,
everything. Like,
you
no,
also
they might
have
not
to
be.
look at it this way, too.
It's like our nipple or no nipple. I mean, you still see titties.
Yeah.
I'm probably getting way too deep, but when you look at it, our country, by and large, against most other countries in the world, have seen more major war.
I mean, that might be fair. I mean, that might be fair. I mean,
yeah, but we also
a lot of it was,
get into other people's fucking business.
And a lot of it was, you know, before the invention of radio, it was in your backyard.
Titties?
No.
I guess you can't see titties on the radio, but you
can
describe them.
The Revolution and the Civil War, they happened in everybody's backyards. You come to World War I, it's all over the radio. And there's nothing but pictures coming back from the war in newspapers. Same with World War II.
I didn't even think about that. That's a really good point.
Yeah, but that's all we see now, too.
And then...
It's just violence everywhere. Everywhere on the fucking news, that's because it's just violence upon violence.
Remember when they first started seeing all the beheadings that were happening out in the Middle East?
Well, there's that.
And they were
that,
doing that shit,
just,
like, on fucking CNN. Like,
it's not even that. It's just the stupid shit that we're doing here.
Well, it's like I work for a media company. I won't go too far. That's my agreement with work, is never to talk too much about it. But, like... We have TVs all over the place, and sometimes put it on CNN. Yeah, at the workplace. Oh, there's somebody being beheaded again. Fuck.
Yep. Or someone's shooting up another fucking building.
And, you know, that's what our country's entire history is.
But by the same token, like, the only impulse I ever have towards violence is towards douchebags, and it never involves lethal force unless I felt extremely threatened. Like, I felt like somebody was going to die. I mean, I've headbutted many a motherfucker and punched them, but never like, I don't like you, I'm going to punch you. It's always been like I've been hit first.
Yeah, or mosh pits.
Right. Well, you know.
And with mosh pits, it's kind of a given.
With mosh pits, it's kind of
mutual. I almost hit somebody at that mutual, one that we were, but that's at a flogging Molly show.
At the
what?
At the same time, though,
guy that was
with mosh pits, everybody understands there's a certain.
You do to a point.
There's a certain line.
Mm-hmm.
When you cross it, don't be surprised if you get your face wrecked.
Yep.
Yeah, if I get an elbow to the face that's intentional, I will do something about it.
Yeah. And everyone else is normally pretty caring. Like, if they see someone go down, like, it's always, like, what I've always seen is someone goes down, a lot of people
there's
run
like
over
three
there,
people
help them
picking
up.
Them up. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fucking fast.
Well, it's easy to get trampled in a bit, too, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, back on topic and talking about those things that they want us to censor, it's a very Fallout Christmas.
I was like, come on, let's bring this back.
Yeah, you're wearing
a
Fallout.
Let's bring it
back.
I got it from Loot Crate.
Yeah.
It was the Fallout one. They gave me this. I got a fucking messenger bag.
I'm so jealous.
A flag. I got a fucking flag.
What's the flag of?
Nice.
I don't know. It's a flag. And there's a poster. I didn't even take the poster out of the thing yet. I was excited about the hoodie. I'm sorry.
We need pictures. When you do, we need pictures.
Okay.
I really do dig the hoodie.
It was pretty awesome. It's a lot bigger than I'd like it to be. But, I mean, it's still comfortable, too.
Hey.
I like it in Oshkosh B'gosh size.
It's a small...
Yeah, but aren't you... You're probably an extra small, aren't you?
Yeah. And some things I'm an extra small, and some I'm just a small.
That
apparently
looks a
not
long
this.
That might be comfy, though, right?
It is.
That's all that matters with hoodies, man.
I got... The shirt that I got actually didn't... It's not... I mean, it is Fallout-related, but it's not. There's a mashup company that... I was at Azumicon, and it's a Pip-Boy standing on two turtle shells from Mario, which I thought was amazing.
No, a turtle shell and
no.
Mario's skull.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, it is Mario's skull.
I'm going to say it's not two turtles.
I don't really look at my shirt that often.
I look at my shirts, take pictures with them, and I'm like, oh, yeah, love this shirt.
And then last week, or the last time
I recorded... Yeah, but let's face it, you're a whole lot more photogenic than either one of us are.
No, because that takes like 200 pictures before they actually look good.
I never go that far to snap a couple. Like,
if other people are taking pictures with me, I'm like, I don't even want to fucking look at the picture because I'm sure I look terrible. So just take it, post it because I fucking know you're going to, and I'll deal with it.
Come
yeah,
on.
I haven't changed it yet, but I just thought it was an awesome picture. There's the one picture of me shaved my face.
I assumed.
Thank you for elaborating.
I thought it would be fun. See? It's my Twitter picture. It's me in that Vault Boy costume and you in your Cheshire cat.
I did like that. And now I got my fucking Charmander one. Yeah.
I know. That was like the best video ever.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that. So you did a twerk video in a...
Well, I normally
basically
do...
animal costume?
Well, I normally do sexy twerk videos where it's just fucking, you know, panties. Small panties. And then I finally got my Charmander Kigurumi in the mail. And people have been saying, hey, when are
you
gonna...
You got a picture of it?
Yeah. They're like, when are you going to post another twerk video? When are you going to post another twerk video? So I was like, all right, motherfuckers, you want a twerk video? Here you go.
Did it get a lot of likes?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Oh, but it was hilarious. Did you do this on, like,
Instagram or something, or what?
I posted it on Instagram. The full video was on Facebook, and then Instagram and Twitter I posted just the small little bits.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But it was hilarious because at the end she just goes,
flip the camera off.
I didn't expect people to get that far. So I tried to start it without me on the camera, so people are like, yeah, fucking twerk video, yes, what the fuck is this?
I mean, she's doing everything too. Tail under her legs.
I jacked my tail off. I swung it around. I did what I could.
Oh, it was amazing.
I actually had to do it. I think that was the third take that I had done because Atticus kept on getting in the way and he'd try to go after the tail and shit like that. And I'm just like, you're fucking this up for me, bro. Go away.
I just thought it was amazing because, you know, I see some of those jerks go after Yon.
It happens, though. If I wasn't, social media, if I wasn't I was okay like, with oh, it, that's then I wouldn't.
Perfect.
No, she trolls back.
Oh, I know she
sometimes,
does.
Sometimes, and then sometimes I'm just like, yeah, I don't care.
Sometimes she just straight up ignores them.
Yeah.
But, no, I just thought it was perfect.
So there was something you did in an episode a million years ago. You talked about drinking dragon's wood. What does that actually come from? Because I looked all over the place. So I was explaining
We had talked about it on here. I feel like we talked about it off the podcast at one point.
So did you come up with the drinking dragon's blood thing?
No, it was between me, you, Trent, and Andrew, I think. A long fucking time ago.
So there was a joke that I don't even remember what it was related to, and I was trying to explain it because at Holly's birthday party, hey Holly, it's your birthday 2 weeks late.
Hey.
It's your birthday.
I'm old now.
No, you're not. You're still under 30.
Barely.
No, there was this. You're at your birthday party. We came up with different things for you to say or react to.
Yeah, because I have this thing about receiving gifts. I like getting gifts from people, but I'm always really awkward when I have to open them in front of the people because I don't know how I'm supposed to react. I don't know how people want me to react. It makes me really fucking anxious. So they had all decided that they were just going to tell me how to react and what I needed to say.
I still feel like that was the best one.
I liked that one. I don't know. I kind of liked the one that Casey did, too.
Oh, the one that me and him came up with?
Yeah.
What was that again?
I don't know if I should say it on here.
Okay, it'd be kind of mean if one person was listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I doubt he would be listening, but
just in case.
Yeah, so we won't go there. It was funny, though.
It was funny. The other one I had you was like, surprise butt sex, and then you said with Yoshi.
Yeah, the surprise butt sex. I was like, how about I don't do that?
And then you also did, the drinking dragon's blood is a Bukkake joke that we did a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it was Holly pantomime, so you say you're slaying the dragon, so you start making the motion like you're jacking off a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
And then you drink the blood.
You just have two hands in the air, just jacking dudes off. Yeah. Slaying the dragons. You're stabbing them. Stabbing the dragons.
I had to explain that to somebody who had no context of it. I was like, look it up on YouTube. And we couldn't find it. They totally didn't get it. It was just somebody at work that I was talking to. And I was like, I can't pantomime this at work because it's obviously offensive. There's no way of getting around it unless you have been in church your whole life.
Can we make a video of me doing this?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then actually put, dragons up here?
Sure.
Make it easy look like enough. I'm stabbing, cartoon dragons and then easy have their enough. Blood all over my face. Just...
You know, I can take a washout paint bucket and just splash you with, red shit.
I'm sure I could find dragon gifts.
No,
it
would
that.
It would have to be fake. And then it all just goes away and I'm like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure I could find dragon gifts to fit this motion.
It could be like Puff the Magic Dragon, just multiply times 10.
I would say it could be like Spyro and Charmander or something, but I wouldn't want to stab them.
But they would like you to stab them.
I would be literally stabbing them, though. Well, I guess not literally stabbing them, but...
No, not literally. Be Dragon's Quest.
Drank the blood. It's had 1,600 views.
So apparently you did better than you thought.
Yeah. I have a lot of twerk videos that got more than that.
Oh, people don't like Pokemon?
Apparently not. Fuck them. I don't care. I like it.
The Pokemon was always after my time. Like, it got big, like, after I was already an adult. So it wasn't really my thing.
I always watched the cartoon.
Like, when Pokemon was out, I was playing a lot of Doom 3. So, like, the difference in maturity level, I guess, between the two is kind of big.
Yeah. When I was really young when it came out.
I was smoking weed and drinking, really, for the first time, and... Not that I advocate smoking weed, because I don't really do that anymore, but, you know, in a very different place.
Are you sure about that? Mm-hmm. I could swear the cartoon came out earlier than that.
Like what? Doom 3 came out, like, late 90s? I also played Fallout 1 back then, too.
But...
Yeah, when did Pokemon came out on Game Boy, didn't it? Older than that. First?
Yeah, Game Boy at first. Original Game Boy.
So maybe it was late 90s, wasn't it? 96, maybe?
Was 95, earlier. 96.
Yay.
Yeah, it was like 95, 96, and Doom 3 didn't come out till 2004.
Okay, well, then I was thinking maybe Fallout. I was playing mature games, though.
Oh, yeah, I was, too.
95, 96, I'd have been in high school.
To be honest, by the time Pokemon came out, I was all... Even though I was still younger, because obviously I'm, 4 years younger than you?
I think so. You just turned 30, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was still playing... Or I was already playing Magic the Gathering, Dungeons and Dragons, so... You know, I saw Pokemon and went, dumb.
That was the Wonder Woman one. 5,000 and something.
Yeah,
is your Facebook like a... Do you do it as a media person, or do you do it as... Is that a personal Facebook?
I think it's kind of both. Because I don't have a person... Like a... It's just open for everybody, and I just post whatever I want.
Yeah, the only reason I played Pokemon at all on the on Game Boy Color... Yeah, it was 96. Was just because it was better than any of the Magic the Gathering video games.
Right.
At the time. You know, that was really the only reason I ever played Pokemon.
I think I like the concept a lot.
That made me happy.
What? Oh, Bernie Burns. The shirt is a lot better.
Happy about that.
If you can't tell, I'm a fairly decent fan of Rooster Teeth and have been for...
Because I was the shirt.
What, your nut?
I'll put your nuts in my mouth. But it's a bag of, like, nuts.
Oh, and that's a Rooster Teeth shirt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, say, I've been a decent fan of them for a while, but I think you're probably a bigger fan than I am.
Possibly.
Like, I think they're pretty good, but I think you probably listen to every podcast as it becomes available, don't you?
Yeah. I do.
And I'll go see the movie.
Well, they do their live podcasts on Mondays, and I can't really watch those because they're work. So I normally, like, I'll watch it Tuesday or Wednesday whenever I'm cleaning or doing whatever around the house.
Yeah, I don't like watching podcasts as much because I can't listen to them while I game. And that's, like, when I get my podcast time in.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to, like, I pull up YouTube on my TV and then just go from there, and I don't have to watch it, but I can sit there and watch it if I want to, and then just go around and listen to it while I'm doing other shit.
Yeah, that's true.
That's been the one thing that I've been kind of afraid of for, like, doing a podcast, a video cast. Like, we got the shit now, finally. We got everything set up. I've been a little bit camera shy about it. I keep saying, I'm going to lose a little bit more weight before I do this. But I've been doing the videos. We just haven't had, we've been doing so much console gaming, like, I haven't done any PC gaming lately, you know?
Yeah. And I haven't either.
I'm waiting on the Steam sale, because that comes out in, like, fucking 4 days. And then Jason and Rusty got my Steam card, so now I'm just like on the edge of my seat figuring out what I'm going to buy.
And, you know, we really got to get you a new capture card before we can do anything console video related.
Yeah, it needs to be after the holidays. I've spent some
money. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, and that'll like, be I'm something la- we done. All go.
I've been, like, after getting everything for, like, family and friends and everything else, like, I'm down to my last $10 till Christmas Eve when I get paid. Like, it is... I'm lucky that I bought a lot of food and now that I don't smoke cigarettes because I would be fucked.
Yeah.
It's like save full a lot tank more. Of gas, eating a lot of leftovers, getting really crafty with really basic food.
That's what I do whenever I'm lazy and I don't want to leave the house to pick up fast food.
What, you cook?
Kind of.
You cook?
If that's what you want to call it. I took ramen noodles.
And give us a typical day of you trying to cook.
So I cooked ramen noodles. I didn't put the spice in it. And I took butter and milk and cheese.
What the fuck?
And like...
So it was like macaroni?
Cooked that and mixed it all together and then put it in the ramen noodles. It was good at first, and then the cheese wasn't really melty anymore, and then it wasn't really that good.
So, the ramen noodles idea, if you took like Velveeta...
Yeah. I didn't have Velveeta. I don't ever get Velveeta. Like, I just get, like...
Or you could buy, like, that Kraft, like, the deluxe version. Has the creamy cheese. Deluxe. And then use ramen noodles with that.
Yeah.
And then you might as well just have the macaroni.
Or, yeah, I could just fucking buy macaroni, which I had had macaroni before, but I eat that in, like, 2 days.
So, like, I'm just wondering what the typical Holly diet is, because I'm sure people think you diet, but I really know you.
I don't fucking diet.
You don't eat anything that I could ever eat and not be, like, 4,000 pounds.
Today, I had 3 waffles with peanut butter and syrup and butter.
Like a carb sandwich.
And sometimes I'll just take extra like peanut butter and put it on the side of my plate and put syrup on that and then just eat that afterwards because it's delicious.
Have you ever seen Elf? Do you feel like Will Ferrell? You and your fucking Sour Patch Kids over there. You eat nothing but sugar.
Not just sugar, it's just stuff that's
It's probably not
easy.
Even, like, in maple syrup. This is probably, like, the really, like, sugar-rated Aunt Jemima stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is pure corn syrup.
It's so good, though.
You put powdered sugar on top of your syrup and...
No, not with my waffles. Like, if I'm eating
that's
brownies
why you said
or
this
something.
Iced coffee stuff wasn't sweet enough for you.
Yeah,
to
I know.
That's really sweet,
it's
but...
fucking... It's not sweet. It just doesn't taste like it's got flavor. And then I've got my hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. It has sugar in it.
Sweet. And it's delicious.
How are you not diabetic?
Because that's not really something that you get from just eating a lot of sugar.
Yeah, you do.
Not really.
After a while.
No. Mm-mm.
No. No, it's either hereditary or you just develop it. Because my brother's diabetic and he was never into sweets or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I know some people are just born with it, but, like, they always tell you if you eat too many sweets, you'll get diabetic.
That's not true. It's
all genetics, and most people who end up being diabetic, it's usually because something else happened.
Well, here's, like, a crazy thing. So, like, I can't lose weight. Well, I mean, I can lose weight to save my life because I've lost a decent amount, but,
yeah.
Like, I can gain weight like nobody's business. So, like, right after Thanksgiving, I had all these cookies, and... Like Babs made a bunch of cookies. Girlfriend made a bunch of cookies. It's like a cookie fest over here.
So Babs and your girlfriend?
Yes.
Made a whole bunch of cookies?
Yes.
All right.
So I had like gingerbread cookies. I had these chocolate cookie things that were like, they're chocolate, and I got one left. They're like chocolate and toffee. And then I have like these like Mexican cookies and then like sugar cookies.
Hispanic.
I am Hispanic. My mother's a Martinez. No, and I ate probably 40 cookies inside of about 2 days. And on top of eating whatever I want, which whatever I want was like real tacos and so like not the fake taco stuff I got to do and like real pizza. I had a real pizza and a couple of other things. And inside of about 4 days, I gained about 10 pounds. It's like, holy fuck, what happened?
See, I'm the complete opposite. It took me 2 weeks
to get rid of that.
Like, I try to gain weight, and it's really difficult for me to do that, but it's really easy for me to lose weight. Like, I lose weight without trying. Like, I try not to lose weight.
You have a very
weight,
active job, though, so but, I'm sure that helps.
Yeah, because whenever, like,
you burn 3,500 calories a night when you work.
When I was at Qantas, like, I got kind of chunky.
So what? You went over 100 pounds?
No, like, I had seen pictures, and I was like, damn, swirling. I was kind of fat. When Andrew and I were together, when I wasn't stripping, like, but now, I mean, it's a workout, fucking, you know, 4 or 5 days a week.
And how many hours are you there doing that?
I normally work, like, 7 to 2.
So, for 6 or 7 hours, you're, like, really working out?
Sometimes I'm just sitting at the bar, sitting with customers, but, you know, going on 3 to 4 different stages, and then whenever you're doing dances.
Like, you probably burn a significant, like, if you don't, you probably don't burn 3,500 calories, but I bet even somebody your size probably burns around 1,000 calories.
Yeah, because it's still that, really active.
That coupled with what's got to be an already pretty active metabolism, you know.
You got to eat a lot of sugar.
She can eat what she wants.
I need to not eat what I want, though. I need to eat healthy, but it's so fucking boring. It is. Like, I've tried to meal prep so many times, and I'll get a week's worth of food ready, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to fucking do this. I'm going to eat, like, 4 times a day. This is going to be awesome. I'll go for a day and a half. Then I'm like, this is gross now. Like, I need fast food, and then I'll get back to it. Like, I'm just going to have fast food this once, and then I'll get back to it. No.
Yeah, it never happens.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You laugh. Like, one of my favorite things to do since I have, like, I got on a pizza kick was I have, like, I'm on a low-carb diet for those people that don't know. And I take zucchini and I cut it in, like, thirds, like, down the middle of it. And then I bake it with, like, olive oil and garlic and, like, red pepper for, like, 10 minutes. And then I throw pizza toppings on it. But I use, like, a lower-carb sauce. And surprisingly, the cheaper sauce, like the Walmart brand sauce that costs like $1.20.
Like, great value.
Yeah, that shit's like 3 carbs per zucchini, if that. So I can do that, and the cheese
that
has like no carbs.
It actually sounds really good, because I fucking love zucchini. And I love pizza.
So I throw, like, pepperoni and pizza, and sometimes I throw Italian sausage on top of it. With, like, I just garnish it with, like, Parmesan, like the real Parmesan shit.
Mm-hmm.
And throw it in the oven for, like, another 15 minutes until the crust starts to brown, or the crust. The cheese starts to crust a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's what I eat. I eat like 2 or 3 of those little zucchini boots. They're kind of like French bread pizza, but with zucchini, so then you can poop because it's a lot of fiber.
So then you can poop.
Well, you know what it is like. You eat pizza and you don't poop for like 2 days.
That's not the case for me. My stomach's used to it.
I start saying, most people, no, sir. Now, this is going
up.
Now, this is going to really disgust you.
I eat
you.
So much cheese and I don't ever have a problem.
Just a poop
regular
machine.
Yeah. Same here. Now, this will disgust you. So, like, for the last month, my wife and I have been horrible about going to the store and actually getting groceries. So, for the most part, aside from, like, 5 meals in the last month and a half, we've eaten out.
That's got to be expensive as fuck.
I lost 5 pounds.
Jesus.
I can eat nothing but burgers, pizza, and fried chicken and lose weight.
Sam, I've never liked fried chicken.
Oh, what is your problem?
I don't know.
That is like my that is my drug of choice.
I'm not a big chicken fan.
I like chicken, and when I can eat fried chicken, like I have to think about what I'm going to do. If I'm going to drink, I always eat something I can't eat.
Yeah.
And it's usually a toss-up between fried chicken, pizza, or a burger that has a bun. Because I can't eat buns on my burgers. But the problem is, it's like, I can make a much better, like, hamburger patty here than I can get anywhere. I feel like my burger, like, grilled on my grill is 2,000% better than even Whataburger. I love Whataburger if I'm going to get a fast food burger.
If I'm going to get a burger, I do McDonald's whenever I leave work sometimes, but I like Smashburger.
It's decent.
Smashburger is decent. To be honest, I get what you're saying there. To be honest, any burger cooked over an open flame is better, just because you don't have the, you're going to get some taste of the grill or whatever fat they use on the grill whenever you go one of these fast food places, even Smashburger. So, you know, those burgers are always going to taste better. But Smashburger and Whataburger are like your best chain fast food burgers you can get.
Well, it's like, you know, I used to love hamburgers when I was a teenager and even as an early adult, but then like finally having a grill, I'm just like, man, I've been missing out for so long. Jesus Christ, this is delicious. And I can eat them like without a bun. It's just they're so messy to eat without a bun. Like, I don't eat it with a fork, so I take, like, lettuce and wrap it up, and then I like, some people think I'm gross as shit, but I love mayo on a burger. And
are you sure you're not Canadian?
What's wrong with mayo on a burger? It's actually how my dad taught me to eat it. I hate ketchup and mustard on a burger. So, like, my perfect burger would be...
Sacrilege.
Would be, if I'm eating it with the bun, then there's no lettuce, but if I'm eating it without a bun, I have to use lettuce, otherwise I have no handles. So... like, it's no lettuce with pickles, with onion, with, like, raw onion, with tomato, with bacon, and a decent amount of garlic on there. And pepper, like, really, like, crunchy pepper.
So...
or jalapenos.
Are you talking about hamburgers?
Yes.
when I get McDonald's hamburgers, do you know how I eat them?
What?
I get a McFlurry and I put the ice cream on it.
You are such a fat person.
I eat the fucking French fries and the ice cream. Holly, and then
you are a 400-pound person at heart.
God, I hate you so much.
It tastes so good, though. Like, if you ever go to McDonald's, just try it. Just, like, take a spoonful. Like, take a bite of your hamburger.
How did this come about? Were you like,
I've done it, like, I did it whenever I was a little kid.
Like, your parents didn't chastise you?
I just fucking did it. I was like, I wonder how this will taste. I was like, oh my God, it's amazing.
Your ice cream burger.
Yep.
It's kind of weird.
It's really good, though.
Now look who I'm talking to.
Fucking elf.
Elf.
Know your audience.
That's true. But, I bet you watched that and are like, I want to try that.
No, I don't. I haven't watched that movie in a long time. It's not that
I've watched all sorts of Christmas movies in the last, like, month. Elf is on there. I did the Griswold Family Christmas, you know, National Lampoon's, obviously.
The only thing I ever really watch for Christmas is the Die Hard movies. Yeah.
But Die Hard's closer to Christmas. Like, right now, everybody and their dog has seen Star Wars. Have you seen Star Wars?
No.
So, good. I'm waiting till after, you know, the theater is not, like, jam-packed.
I actually have not seen any spoilers for it either. And I'm fucking surprised.
I have been absolutely proud of my Facebook friends.
But then it makes me think, like, maybe there's just nothing to spoil.
No, I've heard some... Oh, no. There's a lot of people that really liked it, like... My friend John at work came up to me. He's like, have you seen Star Wars? Like, no. He's like, go see it. It's like the old ones.
Yeah. I was at fucking Bed Bath & Beyond tonight because for some reason my heated blanket stopped working and I needed to get it replaced.
That's where you get girl supplies.
Huh?
That's where you get girl supplies.
Girl supplies? No. They have a whole bunch of Star Wars stuff. They have a fucking Darth Vader wine cork. Not a cork, but what the fuck is it called?
I'm just going to let you wander through this maze.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so I'm just not even going to finish with that then. So I'm looking at all of this. Yes, thank you. And fuck you. So I'm looking at all this Star Wars shit, and I'm like, I want to fucking buy all of it. This little kid walks by with his dad, and he's like, ugh, Star Wars is so overrated. It's like...
How old was the kid?
Excuse me? I don't know. He's a little bit shorter than me. I don't know how
so,
old that
like
is.
So, like, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, you mean he grew up with a shit Star... Well, he wasn't even alive when the shit Star Wars came out.
I don't know, but he fucking said that it was overrated.
It's like, if you weren't born in the 80s and before, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about with Star Wars.
Oh, heck no.
Like, that was a whole rite of passage. I mean, when I was a kid, like, that was what I was babysat to. Like, the original, like... Freaking Empire Strikes Back, the VHS, was wore out in my household before I hit about 12 or 13.
Oh, yeah.
That's the movie I'm on now. I've been soaking through it. Like, I watched I'm going to call it episode 1, you motherfuckers. A New Hope. I watched A New Hope the other night, and then I'm going to watch Empire sometime in the next few days, then I'll watch Jedi in the next few days, because I'm not going to see it before Christmas, and I know that, because there'll be too many fucking people there. But maybe the week of New Year's, I'll do it, or the week after, and then I'll see it again with Rusty.
My mom, like, I wanted to rewatch all of them, but my mom has told me that she wants me to wait and watch them with her. But she wants to watch them in some weird fucking order.
Oh, is that the weird order where, like, there's, you watch some of the new ones mixed in with the old ones?
Yeah.
I heard about that order. Well, your mom's really young, too, isn't she?
53.
Oh, okay. I thought your mom was younger than that.
When we were talking about Star Wars, and she was like, me and your dad were seriously considering you, considering naming you Luke Sky if you had been a boy. I'm like, well, you could have fucking called me Sky, but all right, whatever. Bitch.
No, I think Sky would have been a dumb name.
Yeah. That only works in fiction.
With my last name? Come on.
Oh. Oh.
Now everybody knows.
Okay, yeah. I can see it.
Now I feel dumb.
Yeah, you should.
Didn't even think about that.
The machete order?
Oh, I've heard the machete order.
Yeah, like that's what she wants to watch it in. I'm like, no, that's not how. No.
I'm not even rewatching the newer ones. I'm just going to consider that.
See,
not part
I'm
of canon.
No, I still watch all of them because they're still a part of it, whether you want to fucking admit it or not. Oh, they're still a part of it.
I think we'll see the new one. We forget about all those prequels. How often have you watched that Ewok movie?
Huh?
Exactly.
The Ewok movie.
Yep. Jason, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
That Ewok, what was it called? Came out after Jedi in the 80s. Like around the time that Neverending Story came out.
It was animated.
No, it wasn't animated.
I could have swore that one was animated.
No, it's that far back. It's like really, it was like Star Wars on a budget, and it had to do with an Ewok adventure.
Oh, I have no idea.
And it's live action Ewok movie.
I never watched any of the, like, the cartoons.
I think that's
either,
exactly what it is. Is Ewok
the
adventure?
Battle, no, Ewok's the Battle of Endor.
Have you seen it?
When I was a kid. It features a kid in Ewoks. See?
Yeah.
It looks really familiar, but I don't think I've seen it.
Okay, that's why I got the name screwed up. See, we didn't see that in the theater when it was released in... Because it was only a limited...
It looks awful.
Cause it's pretty awful.
It was only a limited theater release. They didn't do it nationwide. So we had it on tape, and on tape, it's Ewok Adventures.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. It's really not good. But people forget about that because the movie's so awful, even though it's like part of quote-unquote Star Wars canon.
Yeah, but even the... I keep trying to tell you, the prequels aren't necessarily all that awful.
Like, the main dad character looks like a really, like a hobo Gandalf. See what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Do you want to go watch Laser Team with me on the 27th?
Yeah, I'll watch it. What day is that? Was that a Thursday?
I don't know.
It's a release day, right?
It might be.
I mean, I'm off on Thursday, so sure.
But
it's a Wednesday.
Sure, I'm off on Wednesdays.
Okay.
But the prequels weren't horrible. Now, did the prequels have some bad parts? Yeah. Most definitely.
The fight scenes suck.
Well, not all the
Darth Vader sucks.
Not all the fight scenes suck. You know, like everyone else,
doing backflips.
Like everyone else, I have an issue with what they did with Darth Vader in that final scene. I do not like Hayden Christensen at all.
No, he basically made Darth Vader suck. That's what pissed me off.
But
such a pussy.
You know, story wise, I look past
I
those.
Know, I like Natalie Portman in some things. As Princess Amidala, she fucking sucks. she really does. That is a boring ass subplot in that whole movie. Nobody gives a shit about you two overacting kids. Because she was good in V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
She was good in Black Swan, and that's really just because of one scene. A lesbian love scene. But
with Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah.
But
Jesus Christ. I remember, like, that came out. Trent had... I didn't even know what the fuck it was. He's like, hey, do you want to watch Black Swan? I was like, what? He's like, I got it on the DVR. I was like, what's that? He's like, it's a ballet movie with Natalie Portman, and she flips her shit, and there's a lesbian love scene between her and Mila Kunis. I was like... I'm sold as shit.
Like, that's all you had to tell me.
Like, two hot brunettes. Jesus, yes.
But, and
she
you look
past... does a really good job acting.
But, and you look past Jar Jar, and the story's actually really well put together. It was just poorly executed.
Jason, I think we're gonna disagree.
I think George Lucas focused on dumbing down the filming too much.
Turned to it make into it a kid's movie.
More of a kid's movie, yeah. But that said, it's not like I'll never watch them again. I will. But they're not my favorites. I'm just saying they're not that bad.
So the Battle of Endor was on TV and then was on VHS.
Yeah.
It was an ABC special. A Star Wars thing could be an ABC special. But a lot of people forget about that. It did suck, though. It really did suck, and there is no reason for you to watch it now.
Just like the... I mean, shit, the only reason...
It sucks so bad the full movie is on YouTube and nobody gives a shit.
I know, right? Most people don't remember the Christmas special.
Oh, fuck. So, just side note, because we do like BMF cast, can you guys rework... This is the perfect time for you guys to do The Battle of Endor is one of your movies. It's one of your bad movies. And critique the ever-living shit out of it.
That would be funny.
Because that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. And on that note, did you see the updates on the Mystery Science Theater 3000 Kickstarter?
Oh, they're doing a Kickstarter?
Oh, yeah. They did a Kickstarter last month, or last couple months, raise enough money to do enough episodes. They broke the Veronica Mars record.
Damn.
And officially have enough money for 14 episodes.
That's fucking awesome.
Yes, so we'll be getting new
Mystery Science Theater.
You know what? I don't care. It's Mystery Science Theater. I could give a shit what they actually do.
I'm actually posting on BMF Cast Board right now.
Nice. But that said, we will watch Star Wars within the next few weeks, and you guys, trust me, we will give you our opinions. But I think we should talk about a game, because we've been talking a while, and we haven't really talked about it yet.
Yeah, we've been talking briefly about Fallout. Is that what we want to talk about?
As like in mentioned,
for like a split second.
Yeah, I like
we mentioned it, and then we got sidetracked again.
How many days have you got in it now? I think I'm pushing four right now.
Think I'm pushing one and a half.
What about you, Holly?
I have no idea.
It says on your save file.
Oh fuck! I haven't looked.
How long do you think you've been playing it?
I don't know, because I've got other shit that I've been playing in between, too. Because everything fucking came out at the same time, and then I had to go buy all the fucking consoles, too.
True, you've been playing a shitload of Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm. I've got all the Nintendo games I've been playing, and then Fallout, Battlefront, and Halo.
Nice.
So I'm just trying to... I get fucking overwhelmed, because I don't know what to play. I don't know what to do with myself.
Well,
yeah, I settled on.
You have a good system for that yet?
Huh?
You have a good system for that.
What do you mean?
I said, do you?
What do you mean? Do I have a good
figuring
system?
Figuring out what to play.
No, I don't.
So I'll tell you, I have a really convoluted system. Okay. I made a Excel file and I associated numbers with the Excel file, and I'll plug in the top 10 games I think I want to play. And then I run a quick function that picks a random number between 1 and 10 that it's associated with the row that has the game name in it. So I click a button, and then it flips through it real quick. and it gives me a game to play.
Or I could just take all the games and put them behind my back and...
And shuffle them?
Shuffle them around. And then I'll pick one and be like, yeah, I don't really want to play that right now.
So that doesn't work. See, if I do it, if the machine tells me
what to
do...
That's how I work.
What, indecisively?
Yeah. Very.
What's your favorite so far?
Probably Fallout.
Okay, second favorite.
Fuck, I don't know.
You got Tomb Raider as well, don't you?
No. I still want to get Tomb Raider, and I want to get the Tom Clancy.
I do want to get Rainbow Siege. Six Siege. I've been out of cash.
I have it.
You have it?
I have it.
You like it?
Haven't played it yet. Haven't actually cracked it open. Well, damn. I've got 3 days off next week, so essentially a 5-day weekend.
That's not bad. So what, are you going to spend 1 day playing one day playing the other?
I'll probably spend a good day playing Siege. Maybe a little bit more of Star Wars Battlefront.
This might sound incredibly selfish, and it's about to. But, like, I don't always take off time around the holidays because then I'm obligated to spend more time with everybody.
Yeah.
And then, but if I take time off, like, a couple weeks before the holidays or a couple weeks after the holidays.
Then you don't really have to hang out with people and you get all that time to yourself.
Yeah, it's all me time.
See, I know, I like that too.
I don't have to worry about that because my wife works retail. So she's working the day before Christmas and the day after Christmas.
Oh, that kind of sucks for her.
Well, sucks for her.
I'm working Christmas Day. But
great for me.
I'll probably get all my guys out of there, like, by noon or something, I hope.
Yeah.
But
and we're closed Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day. Like, we're open Christmas Day, like, night, but...
That's so different.
I don't work on weekends anyway, so I might go in. I don't know.
So I've had Fallout for roughly 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
I've already put in half the hours you have.
Damn, well, I've been savoring it. Like, I've gotten to a point where I'm trying to find more unique quests, because one of the things that you run into in Fallout is you... So how many factions are there? There's the main one. So let's say there are four
primary factions, and there are three or four, you know, just smaller, like, gang factions.
Well, I feel like you can get to a point where you end up doing all their, like, basic quests that kind of let you discover stuff. You'd be like, go over here. Like, if you do Brotherhood of Steel's been in every game, so I'm going to use that as an example. Yeah. You could do a quest to find a part, or you could do a quest to go clear out an area. And then they got the basic story quests. And then I've gotten to a point where my story quests have accelerated so far that I'm towards it ties into the main plot line. So I'm not doing them because I'm, like, slowed down the main plot line. So now I'm trying to do all the companion quests and get them to like me by going and doing stuff. And they're like, oh, I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
Why don't you find out this thing for me?
You know what's fucked up? There's only one companion I've shoved that far.
Can you say without saying the name? What's their job?
They're PI.
Okay. That one's fun. I really like him. He's got a lot of good lines.
I love that character, and to be honest, the way I spec'd my character, he's kind of the best one to keep with me, because I have no hacking skills.
Oh yeah, he's got hacking skills at the ass, doesn't he?
Everything but the top tier. And to be honest, after playing with a few of the others, his combat AI is probably the best one, too.
I got one that I like a little bit better. I'm playing with a sniper right now. And I won't say who he is. He's an Irish sniper.
Oh, nice. See, that would conflict with my own, because
all I do is use
single-shot rifles.
Well, he hangs back, and then I'm, like, level 51 now. And I know there's a guy I was talking to at work. He's like, I'm level 145. I was like, holy shit, you put a lot of time into this. Like, I've put this many days in. You must have put in, like, 8 or 9 days at this point. But, like, my play style initially was, let's be a bruiser that's really intelligent, which was kind of a weird way to do it.
Yeah.
He was a meat shield that could carry a lot of weight, so I could grab a lot of shit. And then I was like, I got really into crafting, so I started throwing a lot of time into the crafting skills without throwing anything into gun skills. And I was like, I like single-shot rifles, so I put a couple points in that. It's like, I'm not doing enough damage, so... But I got all these cool pistols, and if I have pistols, they're lighter, and I can carry more shit. So I get pistols, so I put all my points in pistols. And then, now my pistols do a fuckload of damage. And then I put all my points in automatic weapons. So now, like the ghouls, because they are kind of hard to hit without fat sometimes.
Yeah.
I was trying to kill them all off with shotguns. I felt like, because they're kind of zombies anyway, like that would be the perfect thing to do. But
see, you know what's funny?
But shotgun shells are kind of hard to come by, and I end up going through them like crazy.
See, you know what's funny is I'm going through this game, and I've barely used vats.
You'll get a pistol called, like, the Deliverer or something like that, and that pistol is fucking...
I already have it.
I use that more than anything else, because I have all these pieces of armor I collect that give you more, like, time in vats. I can go through 2 mags. I can go through 32 shots in vats before I run out.
Damn.
So, like, when the ghouls surround you, it's just vats them all. They're all fucking wiped.
I use my vats whenever I'm, like, going through, like, a field or, like, just on a road. And I just, like, click it to make sure there aren't any mines.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because somehow I fucking always find them. I die constantly because of fucking mines.
You probably don't have that many points in endurance, though, do you?
I don't think so. I don't. That's where all your health is. I haven't played that much of it, so.
See, and I don't have many points in endurance either.
All my points right now are all in fucking intelligence.
To be honest.
Strength and charisma. I got a chatty motherfucker. Like, there's a companion that's really good for talking to people and talking your way through things. And I maxed out my companion quest with that person. And now I get double XP for all my, like, speech challenges. And I almost never fail a speech challenge. It's even the really hard ones where it's like a main quest. It's to lead me to do something. Oh, talk my way out of it. Like, 2 million XP. I didn't have to go kill anything.
I have, Basically, I've got enough strength to get additional carry weight, but I haven't spent many points in that tree.
I got all the way to, like, where you got the extra 50 pounds, the heavy back perk, and then I stopped.
Sometimes I just want to kill everybody.
Oh, like even the NPCs? Mm. There's also, I found, if you go to the miscellaneous quest, it'll lead you towards companions. It'll be like, go check out this area.
Yeah.
So I did, and I got this crazy chick that's addicted to drugs that travels with me sometimes.
and
then I also got a homeless guy. There's a decent amount of companions. Like, there's like 12 or 13 of them. I got 2 different robots.
Everyone. No one in Sanctuary. Like, I'd leave them alone, but at the other vault, like, kind of just want to kill them all. They're all assholes.
Did you start building at all?
In Sanctuary, yeah.
What'd you build?
There's a fence, like a or a wall around the entire area.
Well, you walled the whole thing off?
Mm-hmm. I took down all the houses that were already fucked up. Made my own house, which one of the fucking people sleeping in it. My fucking house. I want to fucking kill that guy. And I'm building, like, a bar area by the entrance where the bridge is.
Nice.
So I've got the bottom part, and then you can go upstairs, and I've got that all walled off. And then there's, like, a little bridge that goes over the street.
See, you know how I kept my house my own?
How?
No door.
I can't figure out how to fucking put a door up.
See, I walled it completely in.
I have tried, I've tried every fucking door, and I'll, like, move myself around, and it never tells me I can do it.
Every time I go back to Sanctuary, I just go into workshop mode, remove that one door, or remove that one wall, jump in, put it back up, so they can't get in and use my shit.
They won't really fuck with your shit.
Like,
I've
put a wall up?
Huh?
Like, in the houses that were already built?
No.
When I built my own. I'm sleeping
in my actual house. That's what I claimed as my own.
Just like you built it, instead of leaving an open doorway, just walled it completely off. Because you're the only character in the game that can actually remove that wall.
Maybe I can just lock him in there.
Nah.
It's not... Yeah, I guess it wouldn't really be the same as Sims. You can't just watch him starve to death.
No. No, you can't.
No, I got a whole, like, Sanctuary's my adhesive farm. Like, I have corn, potatoes,
Tatoes.
Corn, tatoes, and mutafruit.
I'm not...
Like, I have these two huge rows where they're, like, four columns deep for each of them so that I can make adhesive like crazy.
I feel like the only thing I have is, like, it looks...
See, I
think
haven't
like
hit
watermelon.
The point where I actually need to make adhesive.
Yeah,
I just keep finding it.
Now, I got so into the crafting, like, everything's modded to the max. Like, I have max points for everything for crafting, so...
You're not playing on expert, are you?
No, I'm not playing on expert.
Okay.
I'm going to at some point.
But
I figured. Well, no, because that's just what you fucking do.
Not always.
On the other Fallouts, I know you did.
Well, I did. So, New Vegas had hardcore mode, which made you had a mode where, like, your bullets had weight, and you had to drink a lot of water.
Yeah, had to eat and drink.
Yeah.
And that's really difficult on that game, because you fast travel and you're, like, dehydrated. So it's, like, better to fast travel short distances.
If I'm going somewhere, like, I don't fast travel. If I need to get back to Sanctuary really fast, like, I'll fast travel there. But then I walk everywhere because I like finding shit.
I do too, but I end up filling up my inventory so fast.
Yeah, and then I fast travel back, and then I just walk again. And then I find more shit. So it takes me a really long time to play this game.
See, I can't do that. I fast travel everywhere.
I fast travel to sell. I fast travel. Like, I got a whole... Like, there's a character named Trash Can Carla. She's, like, the vendor that always ends up at Sanctuary for some reason, so...
Yeah.
Like, I have a whole box full of stuff to sell later.
Yeah.
So I dump all the stuff to sell later, then I break down everything that I want to break down, and then I store all my junk, and then I go back out in the wasteland. But I do that, like, in the course of an hour, I'll probably do that two or three times.
Yeah.
Because I'm just that much of a hoarder.
Yeah,
and
you
I fill
are,
up
you
my
know.
Character's inventories and...
See, I'm not that way, but... I'll give you an idea. Strength. I went down strong back. That's the only point I've spent.
How are you seeing what your stats are?
Huh?
Is there
I'm app? Not. I'm just... I know what they are, so I'm just looking at a picture of the perk chart just to help me out.
Jesus, you've looked at that a lot.
Perception, I went down to Locksmith, spent a couple points there. Haven't spent any more.
Yeah,
I don't even have Life Giver in Endurance. I'm down to Lead Belly. That's it.
Yeah, I'm not even using that. I get... my character crafts so much, I make myself enough right away to sell for a shitload of caps.
Charisma, all the way down to Local Leader. So that's like 6 or 7 points.
Yeah, my charisma is at 8 without... And then I got... I've unlocked something called Ballistic Weave.
Yeah.
Which lets you add armor to your regular clothes. So like my hat... So my armor that you add on adds about 100 armor, but my hat and my work shirt add like another 200 armor at this point.
I do need to go ahead and spend points in armor just because I've hit that point where I can't find anything on bodies that is above the level of my current armor. So.
And see, I got armor, like, I'll unlock to max, so like my power armor, with like full power armor, I probably have like 3,000 armor. Like, it's stupid. I go and fight a bunch of ghouls, and they just come and, like...
I haven't hardly used my power armor, either.
I've got the jetpack on mine.
So
the jetpack is fucking amazing. And I didn't even think how fun that would be until I started using it. I have so many... Like, I have, like, 150 fusion cells at this point.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll go through, like, an hour's worth of play and barely use one, so... Or two. So, for me, like, I got almost unlimited power armor, so it doesn't
make I've got, like, 50 cells... I just haven't run into situations where I've needed to use it a whole lot. Now, every once in a while, I'll run into a small area boss that obviously I shouldn't have been in that area yet. But the game kind of forces me to go through that level.
See, I always run into...
So,
like, ghouls don't hurt you that much, except they radiate the shit out of you.
Yeah.
For some reason, ghouls still kind of freak me out, so I always wear power armor if I'm going to fight a bunch of them. Because then I feel fairly indestructible.
So, but then intelligence, I only went down to gun nut. Agility down to ninja. That's how I'm doing so much damage. Rifleman and ninja, amazing.
I put silencers on all my weapons just because it sounds cool.
And I have silencers, so I'm using it Inner Sandman too. That's
there's a
Mr.
perk for
Sandman.
Silencers and...
Mr. Sandman.
I think this game's really fucking good.
But here's why I only went down to gun nut and intelligence. I am pulling idiot savant.
Oh, fair enough.
So I am leveling up like a beast. Mostly because at random actions, I hear, "Dee!" And there's extra experience.
That's kind of fun. Well, I was going to make my Hulk character, and I haven't because I'm in the first game.
But it's kind of nerve-wracking sometimes, because every once in a while you'll get in that situation where you're trying to be sneaky because the enemies are fairly tough, so you're sitting back trying to kill them slow with a rifle, and all of a sudden that'll pop. It's like, oh, God, thank goodness I can't hear that.
So it is a... So it makes a noise when you...
Oh, yeah. Hang on. See if I can get it here.
Idiot savant full out. Yeah, I've had a lot of fucking
fun. It's hilarious.
I think if we were still doing a lot more reviews, I would be really on board with somebody else reviewing it, because I feel like it would be way too unfair for me to do it. I was looking at my desk the other day at work, and my desk has... like a random Pip-Boy vinyl character. I got a fucking like Funko Pop Vault Boy character on there. One of my old bosses does Loot Crate and got one of the bobbleheads, so he put that on my desk. I got the fucking lunchbox from Fallout 3.
What?
Yeah, one of my old employees, a little bit of a kiss ass, and gave me the lunchbox just randomly one day. He's like, "My wife won't let me keep this anymore. You can have it on your desk." So I have a Vault Boy lunchbox on my desk.
Why would his wife not let him keep it anymore?
I think he was just being a kiss ass. He also said that he had Ebola.
What?
Really?
Yep. BMF replied and said, "We're waiting until they make the CGI blinking Ewok eye special edition." That's hilarious.
So, anyway. Okay,
so, here we go.
You know that settlement you sent me to help? They've decided to join.
Hang on. Find a video without spoilers. Okay, yeah, that works. Oh, come on. Stupid phone. Oh, dang it.
Is that what just happens?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. And then it's like all kinds of extra XP, and it's just... it's amazing, but it's nerve-wracking when you're sitting there sneaking, and all of a sudden that procs, and you're like, "Oh, God, oh, God. So loud!"
I think the next character I make is going to be Total Hulk Out. I'm really excited about doing that. I think these kind of games, though, too, like Skyrim or Fallout or whatever, are great for like listening to podcasts, because after a while, music does get old.
Because it's the same shit over and over and over again.
And even the soundtrack. I mean, I've listened to all the tracks of the soundtrack, and it's good.
Mm.
But 4 days in, like, I just started turning the music off and listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
And then turn on subtitles, and then there I go wandering.
I actually have a playlist in Spotify.
There's some good Fallout playlists in Spotify.
I'm not doing that, but I have...
Somebody did an expanded playlist to Fallout New Vegas. It's all old, like, weird... country songs from like the 30s to the 50s.
I have a playlist that I use for writing, and I use that for Fallout sometimes, and it's just like the Halo original soundtrack. It's got a lot of fucking songs from there, like Halo 2, which is all I'm seeing right now is Halo.
Well, of course.
I know one of the other games that we've played a little bit of
that
we haven't gotten Holly in on, and Casey needs to get on pretty soon, is Battlefront.
Heck yes.
I'm I have a mixed opinion on it right now because I haven't played enough of it, but I did get through all the missions. I don't think it's as fun by yourself, like trying to play this multiplayer shit by yourself.
Yeah.
Not nearly as fun, but like when I was playing it with you and Rusty and Travis, I think I was having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Still feel like Walker Assault's where it's at.
It is a giant multiplayer game or multiplayer shooter that doesn't necessarily favor the badasses.
No, because there's so many people.
You know, it's a really forgiving shooter, put it that way.
Well, I also was playing, the only thing that I like playing by myself, and I feel like I'd be all right with a group, but the Starfighter thing?
Yeah.
I do wish there were more selection of what you could get. Like, there's no Y-Wings.
Yeah.
But, like, the space battles, well, it's planetary battles, but still. Like, I've gotten really good at flying a TIE Interceptor or the A-Wing. The A-Wing is actually where I think it's at. That thing is so fucking maneuverable, and it's got shields, and it's got the missiles and everything else.
Yeah.
The TIE Fighter's not bad, but it's a big-ass target, and I feel like the A-Wing's maneuverable enough that you can swing around. Shoot. Like, the flight controls are fairly fucked up when you first get used to them. We've been playing Elite Dangerous, and there's, like, 50 gazillion controls for Elite Dangerous on how to fly the thing. So I'm used to having a lot of control, and now it's not nearly as precise. So, like, in Elite Dangerous, if I'm doing PvP, which I'm going to get back to now that they got the new expansion out.
Yeah.
You may or may not get into it. It's just a space sim, but now you can go to planets. You can dogfight. You can do trade missions. You can fly all over the place. Some of it's almost real time. There's 400 billion galaxies you can go to.
The fuck?
Exactly. It's fucking endless.
Jesus.
And then it flies like a real, like a six axis, meaning like, if you want to, you can take the nose into your ship and flip it on its nose and then fly backwards and shoot something. It takes some getting used to, but like when you get...
Yeah.
Like it's zero-G flying is what I'm getting at, too. So like normal aerodynamics of the airplane won't allow you to travel at the same speed because you'll just fly end over end. You can balance yourself out and fly backwards at the same speed you're flying forwards almost because the momentum carries forward and then you just balance it out and you can fly backwards and shoot. Which is really crazy until you get used to it. And then once you get used to it, it's like, this is the most fucking awesome thing ever. Or like basically fly in a big-ass circle around somebody. I'm confident to the point where I'll get shot up and go repair and then come back and shoot something else and not feel like a total dumbass while I'm piloting a ship.
I haven't played that one yet, so.
It's basically dogfight. And dogfights are fun, but if I had a wingman or wingwoman, it might be even more fun.
We do need to play together.
It's been a minute. We have almost the same days off.
I haven't been, like, I just don't really play online with people anymore.
I know, it says Holly Badger is online, and she is watching YouTube, or she is watching...
Netflix or Hulu.
Yep.
I've been doing a lot of writing, too, though, so I'm trying to, like, put shit on and then...
I've been trying to catch up on The Flash and shit like that.
Yeah.
I think... You know what, I think...
I'm current.
I need to... I think we need to do some more... At some point, I think we need to get the Gauntlet back.
Yeah.
I think Battlefront would be a good game, or Rainbow Six Siege if it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we were just...
Or Halo.
We were kind of waiting on the new consoles to get not so new. And I think they're there now.
What, it's been like 2 years since Xbox One released?
No.
Yeah, it's been at least 2 years.
About 2 years, yeah.
Has it been?
Yep. Wow. Yeah, it's been like 2 years since they released.
Yeah, because I've been at my new place for a year now, and I got my Xbox One, like, shortly after I moved into my apartment.
It wasn't last fall that we did that release thing for PS4. It was fall before that.
Yeah. Wow, you're right.
It's been that long.
It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Well, it's taken that long for a library to even really come out for those games.
Yeah.
I feel like I own most of the fucking games.
I do, too. I really want to play Tomb Raider.
For the sports ones. Fuck those.
Yeah, I'm not big into sports games. Like, there's still a couple games I want to play. I want to play, like, the new Tomb Raider really bad.
Yeah.
I really want to play StarCraft. And I think, honestly, that might even be it, besides Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
I know that Just Cause 3 has come out. I'm pretty interested in doing that. But that might as well be a PC thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like Just Cause is good on console. And I know right now, because there's so many... There's been a lot of reviews been saying, like, the explosions are slowing down the processors on the newer consoles.
Yeah.
You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to do another 24-hour stream. Of something.
Hey, you know, Alpha 13 for 7 Days to Die is out.
What does that change? What is it? What is it?
Newer zombies. Water now flows in holes. Better
When's
caves.
The last time you played...
Better guns.
7 Days to Die.
Fuck, it's been a while.
It's been about 6 or 7 months for me. Like, we were playing it... I feel like I was playing it at least once a month for a while. The last 6 or 7 months have been kind of busy, though.
I would play... Like, I would get on, I'd play that for a little bit, and then I'd go over and play, like, The Forest or a few other games on my PC. But since I've had trouble with all my fucking streaming,
it's changed.
I haven't been doing any of that.
A lot.
They got new zombies now.
Yeah.
And they got, like, a new lighting system, like, better lighting. They've got better character models now. Got better clothes. Better crafting system. A more streamlined crafting system, actually.
Okay.
It's starting to look really badass.
I want to move all of my PC stuff, like everything that I've got in that, like in my, basically my PC room, over to the next room so I've got more space.
To do what?
I don't know, because it just seems all so fucking cluttered in there because I've got so much shit, and now that I live alone, I've got,
well, you got extra room,
two other bedrooms. Yeah, I plan on buying like a new, like 60-inch TV or so, and then putting that into the room that's next to my front door. And just having that as, like a game room, but if I want to play something on the Kinect or whenever I get the Wii U or something,
there's
having
room.
All of that little space.
You could borrow the Wii U until Zelda comes, or the new Zelda game comes out.
Yeah, but I need to just buy my own.
I'm sure you could find one on sale at this point.
I think the ones that are on sale are about 200.
Yeah.
Was like 200 or 300.
I spent like 400 on mine.
It might be 300.
Yeah, but
always have to be an early adopter of everything.
You and Trent bought your Wii U's fairly...
Way early.
Early, so... I mean, it wasn't long after they came out that you all got them. So.
Yeah, and I played a lot of games at first, and I just haven't played a lot. Like, Deus Ex is better on my computer, but the functionality of the pad is, like, kind of cool.
Aren't they coming out with another Deus Ex?
Oh, in, like, 2 months.
Fuck.
That's why we got to get through everything, because I feel like February hits, I'm not going to have time to play anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be our challenge, because, like, I got Rusty Tomb Raider for Christmas.
Yeah, he showed it to me. I was over at y'all's house right the day before we left.
Which means he and I need to play that, like, within a weekend after he gets back so we can, you know...
It's gotten pretty good reviews.
Do the freaking Game of the Year show.
I liked the last one. That's the
only
one that I had played before, but
I liked
it a
lot.
Oh, the last one is so much different than...
It just needed more rating of tombs, and if there's more rating of tombs, then I'll be pretty okay with it.
It was a good setup game, though.
Yeah, it was, and I felt like there was a decent amount of motion. You know, I know you were ripping on it before the show a little bit, but...
Wait, are we talking about Tomb Raider or Deus Ex?
Tomb Raider.
Oh, I was talking about Deus Ex.
Amazing.
Okay. Anyway, Tomb Raider then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, Deus Ex was fucking badass.
I was still on
Deus
Ex.
Oh,
Deus
Ex
Human
is
Revolution
always...
was like the best Deus Ex game out of all the
Deus Ex. Yeah, and that's what
Ex
I was
games.
Saying. Like, that's the only one that I had played. I never played any of the older ones. Like, Tomb Raider I played a lot whenever I was
Mankind
young.
Mankind Divided's gonna be awesome.
Is that what the new one's called?
Yeah, I remember when we saw that panel and the dude that did all the design work looks just like fucking Adam Jensen.
Yeah.
Like, he was even wearing, like, this, like, tight black, like t-shirt, like, designer t-shirt, basically.
Yeah.
And his hair
favorite...
was the same, and his glasses were the same, and I was like, he just drew himself when he was making this character.
My favorite was whenever we went to the BioShock Infinite panel. And they were talking about how they came up with the idea, and they're like, all right, well, you know, we've been underwater. What's completely different than that? Oh, my God, we can do it in the air.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that.
That was fun. We need to do another PAX.
Yeah, we do.
But maybe not as media, just to go fucking do whatever we want.
Or both. I feel like that's what we did last time. I think we spent too much time trying to hand out flyers.
Yeah, we should have just had fun.
Shitty, just like, paper flyers that we were hanging out, handing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had our picture, like, 20 episodes in, we decided to go to PAX East. And we put our pictures on the front page of the website so people would know who we are. And I remember somebody, like, pulled it up on their phone, like, you are the people in the... Yeah.
Yeah, that's us. Every fucking time I would hand someone one of our flyers, they're like, Titcast? It's not Titcast.
Were you wearing a low-cut shirt?
Probably.
Yeah, because it's a nerd.
When am I fucking not?
Well, I'm just saying that would have been appropriate in that setting. Just saying, you know.
And then gaining a little puppy while we were there.
Oh, yeah. He's really good at certain video games.
I kicked his ass. Not for real, though,
no,
I'm sure.
No, not for real.
Yeah.
That was a let you win.
No, I told him I was awesome.
Yeah.
He didn't let me win.
He has his own bobblehead character in fucking NBA Jam.
Yeah.
He could play that game pretty well.
I don't know. He still never fucking played it with us.
That's true.
Depending on what shirt she was wearing that day, I could buy the he let her win thing.
The co-creator of Mortal Kombat let her win in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let it was on TV.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it was on TV. I was on TV from Comic-Con, too. The Wizard World Comic-Con.
Oh, you mean what, the commercial?
No. When Lynn and I were there working the booth, I think it was Channel 8, came up to us and wanted to ask us a few questions, and I was completely weirded out because that's...
How come you didn't text me and tell me?
Weird. I didn't actually see it. The only, like, we looked it up whenever we got home. We never saw anything about us, but my mom messaged me the next day, and she's like, I saw you on TV. I was like, whoa, wait, what the fuck? And she said that it was whenever, I guess, they actually showed our interview on TV, but I can't fucking find it anywhere.
Well, that sucks. The only time I was ever actually on TV, I got really, really, really involved with, like, personal politics and gas prices, and it was the middle of, I'm not even going to say what channel it was, but there was somebody interviewing people at gas pumps, and I was way out in the middle of nowhere for God knows what reason. They came across a total redneck. I was like, oh my God, nobody sees this. My mom's like, I saw you on the news. Son of a bitch.
Fuck. I did do the commercial with Chris.
Yeah, he was telling me about that.
I never saw that either.
Yeah,
so I don't know if it looked good or not. Yeah, it was for some...
Was that con in Dallas or something?
It wasn't in Dallas, I don't think. It was in Texas somewhere, but... I don't remember, and now I can't think of the name of the convention, but I did that, and then I did a preview for a book, like 2 years ago.
A preview for a book?
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
Like a commercial, I guess.
For a book?
For a book, for a romance novel.
They have commercials for books?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the novel was?
No, I'd have to ask Chris, because I did that with him, too.
Does that pay very well?
No, they gave me like $100.
Damn.
I just did it more because, you know, I'm friends with Chris. They were looking for someone that was okay being...
Crickets.
I was wearing, like, a teddy.
Okay.
Like a sexy nightgown, basically.
No, I know what it is. I wasn't thinking teddy bear.
Okay.
I was wearing a teddy bear.
There was that, and then having, like, this muscular man laying on top of me in bed.
Well,
I'm complaining about that. No. Fuck no. Not at all.
How many times did you make him reshoot it?
I was really fucking nervous. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Well, that's about how it was with the news, too, whenever they came up to us. I was so fucking awkward. Brings us over there. I get led over there. And he starts to say something. And I go, what are we doing? And he goes... I don't know. I said, okay, well, let's do it.
Amazing.
But, I would probably be the same way, be honest.
Like, what about really having a muscular man laying on top of you?
No. TV people. TV people. Turtle. Yeah. Turtle.
Like, wait. I feel like it's something that should have been talked about beforehand. Like, these are the questions we're going to ask you. Not just, hey, I'm going to throw you under the bus, and I don't even know what I'm doing.
Somebody gave me a list of questions to ask at this con, and I have no idea what the context or point of this is.
Yeah. Like, hey, your tits are hanging out. Let's interview you. Okay. Thanks. Well, and then you got to keep in mind, like, they're recording me and Lynn. I'm 5 foot nothing.
And Lynn's six foot.
So she's, like, trying to lean down a little bit and talk while I'm just like...
She's a really tall woman.
Yeah.
There's a really funny picture on my Facebook from your birthday party last year where Lynn took the stocking cap that I had and pulled it up real high so that it matched her height.
Have I seen this picture?
I don't know. I'm going to see if I can find it somewhere, because it is pretty funny.
I don't know if I have or not.
I don't even know if it's on Facebook. It might just be on my phone. It was really funny.
I don't know. I just know you're like average male height in America. And if we take a picture together, I make you look short.
Well, I am short. I'm okay with this. I wasn't okay with this when I was a teenager, but I'm definitely okay with it now.
But... Yeah, I gotta say, man, Star Wars was fun. Can't wait to play Siege. Yeah. Bringing it back. I can honestly say, though, probably being the least Fallout fan, period, on the podcast, I'm going to have a hard time deciding between this and Witcher 3.
I'll send it to you and you can send it to Lynn.
Okay.
It's a pretty funny picture.
I don't remember that at all.
I was like...
I didn't even really get drunk.
It was like 50 pounds ago and trying to keep up with a bunch of strippers in a laser tag. It was kind of...
There were two of us.
Who else was there?
It was just me and Lynn.
Was that it?
Lynn and I. Lynn, yeah. Lynn and... No, Lynn and me.
I felt like I had something to prove, like I needed to be, like, outrunning you guys. And you guys had way more.
So it was us three, Jesse and Brittany were there. Austin was there. Who else was there? There was someone else.
Just remember, sir, you don't got to show people up. You just got to win.
I didn't win at all.
You don't have to be fast or agile to win.
I wasn't either. You just have to fucking hide.
Yeah, and I couldn't hide them.
Sneaky as fuck.
Exactly. Exactly. Like the butler in Mr. Deeds. Sneaky, sneaky, sir.
Sneaky, sneaky.
You know what I want to do? I think we ought to take a quick break.
We probably should.
And then come back. I feel a need for beverages.
Beverages.
Yeah, you've been out for a while.
Yep. We'll be back.
This is after the break, and we had a very unfortunate incident where our encoding failed because we left the recording going for a while. We lost some good audio, some good stories, but hey, we're just going to go ahead and lay it to you straight. Things like this happen sometimes. It's a week before Christmas. We ain't fucking recording anymore. However, we really like you guys, so we decided to at least wrap up what we did talk about, and so me and Jason kind of go through the skinny.
Yep.
One of the big things that happened recently is there is a group of hackers there that is recently talking about taking down Steam and Xbox Live during the Christmas holidays, which I think is fucking shitty. If you do a little bit of a news search, you'll find out. We'll see if it happens or not. If it does, I'm going to be with family anyway, so I don't give a shit, except for the fact that somebody's trying to be a fucking troll out there and get attention for being a shithead, really. But the point they're trying to make is that Xbox Live and Steam need to protect their networks better against the DDoS attacks, and I think a bunch of fucking script kiddies can just fucking suck it, because this is fucking bullshit.
And they just need to grow up. That's not why they're doing it. They're just doing it because they can. And there's no way any network can completely
and you know what?
I'm guard not themselves even mention, from I don't know DDoS.
People, right, and I don't even know how many people are going to listen to this episode, but fuck it, I ain't naming those fucking hacker groups. I don't want to give them any more attention than they deserve. Heck just yeah. want to let people know that if this gets up before Christmas hits, that I want to make sure that you know that this might happen.
Yep.
So
just, check the news.
Yeah, check out. If you want to see where I get a good source of gaming news, Reddit/gamer news, I believe yep. it is. If you search Reddit gaming news, you can find where I get a lot of my information. I don't go to a lot of the major sites, mostly because I feel like it's already been covered once it hits those sites. Sometimes Reddit's a better source for getting stuff that's kind of trending right now.
Yep. Because there are a lot of traditional news sources and smaller sources that usually hit Reddit before any of the major gaming sites do with the same story. So,
I know there was something that you talked about, right?
Yep. So, and the other big piece of news we covered, because I think everything else was just way too small, Kojima has signed a deal with Sony exclusively to start a new franchise.
Right, and after being shunned as big as he was at the that Game Awards convention that Konami or Metal Gear received some awards for, I think this is a good move for him. I think that out of all the markets he could do, a Japanese market's going to be the best for him because he's a well-known Japanese developer.
Yep.
Nintendo's not the right fit because they can't do mature themes very well or at all.
Yep.
And Sony gives him kind of an open box to just play in. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
He's got his own production company now.
And apparently he's working on a different IP.
Yep.
So
brand new IPs for Sony, exclusive.
So, which is a big move by Sony, but that could be really good things because aside from the exclusivity.
Shoot, they think it's important enough. They actually, the president was on YouTube announcing it, so.
It's a big win. It's a big win for Sony, not so great for Xbox users because they're probably not going to get jack shit from this, but.
Well, if they do, they're only guaranteeing his first IP for PS4 exclusive, so.
Yeah, we'll see. I've never seen a Sony game really on Xbox.
Who knows? I mean, it is Kojima. It's technically his own production company. So.
Yeah, fair enough. But other than that.
So, other than that, there wasn't a whole lot of other news, guys. Except for the Division beta has been delayed till next year. Closed alpha for it on Xbox One starts this month.
Mass Effect Andromeda is tentatively launching next fall, next year.
Yep.
So about 9 months from now.
Otherwise, we got no new games the rest of the year, and our next recording will be in 3 to 4 weeks when Rusty's back and we do the Game of the Year episode.
Yes, or, man, it's a time crunch and a half still. Either way, there'll be episodes after the first week of January. I don't anticipate recording anything right after the new year. As we'll be recovering, etc. It's Tiltcast. We keep it loose. We're not Giant Bomb. We're not Joystick or anything like that. That's so big that we have to have a schedule. We do whatever the fuck we want. We got a gazillion hours of content up there. You're going to get 4 episodes released back to back. You'll have plenty of shit to listen to. So keep up with us online. You can find me. If you just tweet at Tiltcast on Twitter. A lot of us, me, do you have access to the Twitter, Jason? Me and Jason and Rusty all have access to the Twitter account. We can give you out gamer tags if you guys want to play something. Yep. Tentatively, the only thing I think we're playing multiplayer is Battlefronts. We know we have that. Rainbow Six Siege, I'll probably get in the next week or two. And that's really all we're playing. We might play Destiny with somebody if they want to play it, but a little Destiny burned right now while I'm trying to play Fallout.
Well, not only that, we just got a whole lot of games we got to try to see. So, with that, guys, find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and twitter.com/tiltcast. Find us on twitch.tv/therealtiltcast and youtube.com/therealtiltcast. Also search for this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher.
Rate us, review us, love us, like us. And with that, shout outs to the friends of the show. We have bmfcast.com. We have noquarters.net. We have For the Love of Gaming, thecarouselpodcast.com, and tvgp.tv to do great things. And see us when we see us.
Yep. Have a very Fallout Christmas, y'all.
All right.
Peace.
Later.